Hey, all you pet stylists, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird.
Well, hello there, Susie Scott. What's up?
Hello, Barbara Bird. Hello, groomers. Welcome to episode 133 of the Groom Pod, recorded on August 27th, 2017 in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. This week on the Groom Pod, we're going to learn some vital lessons. We're going to talk about polyquaternium 10, and we are going to have a little conditioner shampoo clarification session. So if you'd like to join us, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/thegroompod. That's where all the discussion takes place. And we have a really, really great, fabulous community there. And it's so fun. So I encourage everybody who listens and is not a part of Facebook, get on Facebook, come to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/thegroompod. That is a mouthful. You can subscribe. You can subscribe to the Groom Pod on Stitcher, on iTunes, on Google Play, anywhere you get podcasts. You can find all things Groom Pod related at our website, www.thegroompod.com, including our Amazon banner and our donation button. And thank you for sharing us with all your pals. We're now up to 1,800 Facebook members, and we love it. Thank you so much. Remember to support our sponsors as well. What's new this week? Brought to you by Barbara's Shopping Site. Shop for specialty grooming items at www.shop.bieber.biz. Shop with a groomer, it's good karma. I have had an uneventful week. Not much going on over in my world. You know what I did though? Let me tell you what I did. I closed off my client base. I'm done. No more new clients. Because I gave away all my days off. Once I did that, I realized that I got to back it down. I got to stop. And maybe, you know, it's a timing thing though. Because I'm adding people, I'm getting 3, 4, 6, 8, 12-week people all at the same time. And then they'll spread out. But right now, too much. I have too much. I got to back it off. Back it off.
Wow. I took a new one today that I'll probably see once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was not today. This was yesterday. So you would probably be tempted to take this dog. I don't know why I took it. But it was I haven't done it, but these two women walked into my shop. Saturday, this happens. Saturday, I'm next to the gun shop. You know, so men want to go to the gun shop, but wives, not so much, you know? And so wives tend to drift over into my shop while their husbands go into the gun shop. And it's very annoying because rarely are they shopping, but yet you have to stop and pay attention to them or at least holler at them. So I happened to be on my feet and by the counter when they walked in, and I was probably waiting for a dog to be prepped for myself or something. And so it turns out they've got a 9-month-old schnauzer who won't let anybody groom its head.
Oh yeah, I'd take it in a heartbeat. That's right up
my
alley.
God, will you come to Tucson next Wednesday?
Sure.
I agreed to do that, and it was just the Susie in me, God damn it! Why did I agree to do that? You know it's going to be horrible, but they said he can probably be scissored, but he's afraid of the clippers, and I said, well, we'll work with him, and regardless of what happens, I'll improve the situation.
Yeah, you'll be able to do something with him. So, desensitization, just run those clippers over his head, and all that stuff. I bet you'll find that just the person before you didn't do that.
Yeah, well, the person before us, all they were able to do was the down the stop and down the nose.
Of all things. No wonder the dog didn't want to be done.
The one thing that I don't want to, that I hate to see happen is that down the nose. Anyway, he's a really cute little dog. I saw a picture of him. His name is Milton, and I'm going to be grooming him on Wednesday. So I'm having a little slack in my my grooming schedule because of my good people being gone for the summer. Plus, I've been burned out on the phone. So
it's fair season up here, and I have one of my new doodles, the sheep doodle and golden doodle family. They have one of each. Their two little girls are taking the dogs down to the fair this weekend. And so I went over and did a touch-up and some grooming lessons. It was so much fun. They came out to the trailer, and I gave them handouts with some information on it. I showed them all the tools. And then, of course, they went away, and I had to figure out how to curl this gigantic golden doodle back up. After I cut its hair. Well, I didn't cut its hair. I just made sure all of the tangles were gone. Then I gave it a bath, and then I kind of tried to dry it so that I could get the comb through mostly. And then I thought, I don't need to get the comb through. Because
you already got the comb through.
That's right. So then I just scrunched it all back up, and I showed them how to scrunch it up because it was 2 days before they were going to show. So I'm so excited to hear how they did. They were really cute. It was so fun to get ready for the fair, you know, neat stuff.
How cool. Yeah. And it's, and without it being, like the AKC pressure show.
It's the junior group. So they're really young, really little kids. It's going to be great. I texted her mom this morning to see how things went yesterday. Hopefully they went well. So, yeah. So I got to do that. You know what else I saw? The Barkley nominations. You know, we made it. We got nominated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two categories, Barbara. Two categories.
I love it, but I've got to tell you that double nominations are not, it splits your vote.
Oh, I thought about that. It's a curse, really. But since I didn't think we were getting it anyway.
Yeah, I know. It was fun last year having my name twice in the one category, but there's no way you're going to win if you split your votes like that.
I know.
We might decide which way we want people to go.
Well, I would prefer for them to vote for the Grooming Professors for Facebook page, since that's where they do all their stuff, is on the live Facebook, and then vote for us for the podcast, vlog, and blog video thing.
Okay.
Well, that's what I think, because the Facebook group is amazing, and we do stuff there that really doesn't happen on any of the other groups, and that's super cool, and an added bonus to be nominated for that. But really, it's the thing we're doing right now that I'm most proud of and that I most want recognition for. That was all of my week.
I had a really rough, oh my God, I had a major emotional stress test.
Yeah.
And a major physical problem that lasted 3 days and kept me out of work for one. And I was miserable for 3 days. And a major technical glitch on my computer with loss of files.
And a dental thing.
Oh, and a dental thing.
God. That's a bad week.
I have, just for y'all, I have dentures. I've had these dentures for about 10 years now, 7 to 10 years. I paid an extra $2,000 to have posts drilled into my bottom jaw where the lower denture snaps in, so it's not as floppy as some people's denture is. Well, for a couple of weeks, I've been having a funny toothache and stuff in my jaw, and I couldn't figure, how can I have a toothache? I ain't got no teeth.
Yep. It's a puzzle.
So it was a puzzlement to me, and then it was like Tuesday afternoon or I know when it was. It was Thursday. Thursday, I was eating a tuna wrap.
A tuna wrap?
A tuna wrap. Well, you know, like a tortilla with tuna. Yeah, from Trader Joe's, one of my little lunch staples. And my tongue sensed that there was something not edible in my mouth being chewed. And I spit it out, and God damn it, it's one of my posts from my lower denture, the part that is in my mouth, came out.
Bummer.
Oh, if only it had been the part that was in the denture that fell out. No, it's where they drilled into my goddamn mouth.
It explains why your jaw hurt.
And so that's why I had a toothache, because that thing was working its way out.
Bummer.
And I was rejecting it all of a sudden after all of these years. So now I've got a very flip-floppy lower denture because it's out of balance.
My mom constantly played with her teeth. Constantly. She had uppers and lowers, partials both ways. She'd flip them out. She'd throw them in the water at the dinner table. Oh, God, the teeth. She'd bite herself in the ass because she'd leave them sitting in her chair.
Oh, God. I hardly ever take them out.
Yeah, and hers were hardly ever in.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the way that Yvonne is. Yvonne only wears her dentures because I told her she couldn't work with me toothless.
Right. You know?
She, you know, like 4:30 comes, she is, those, her lowers come out, boom, into her purse. Before she ever gets between the door and her car.
Oh, that's funny.
She's dumped her dentures. You know, I'm on my time now, you know. No, but see, I come from, my mother had dentures, and I think my father never, ever saw her without her dentures in.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's, you know, like, now I'm definitely not going back to my original dentist, even though I like them, but they're just like way too pricey. I'm going to have to find the reasonably priced implant. Yeah, I'm going to call around. So that was, so, you know, and then what happened with my computer is that all of a sudden my Windows for Mac got corrupted files.
Uh-oh.
So, and it was files of material that I worked on for pay from my Australian, Australian company. And it was information that was 2 pages out of 3 of label editing.
Crap.
And they were in a hurry for it. And I got it done Monday and sent off. And then she gets back to me, you know, 2 of these files had no information, were blank. And I pull the files up on my screen, and there's the text. But what happened is that it starts getting wonky. I would click on one, and the other one's text would come up.
Wow.
Well, then I didn't think about that too much. I said, well, that's really weird. So I'm trying to think of ways to, you know, like somehow transplant.
Right, to copy and paste the whole thing.
Yeah, copy and paste the whole thing, and I tried just doing new files. But no, I'd pull it up, and then it would say 0 bytes.
Weird.
Well, then I did a long 3 pages of research for my lawyer. You'll hear about this later, folks. And I saved the file. It was a Word file. And it was my best kind of research writing, where I stated the source, I quoted them, and then I put in the web address.
Nice.
Boy, and then I highlighted the things I thought my lawyer really needed to see first. And I saved the file. I went to attach it to a letter to my lawyer, and it said 0 bytes.
Wow.
So what am I going to do? Well, then I woke up in the morning, Saturday morning, and I thought, yesterday, I thought, well, what if I just, maybe, what if I reboot?
Yeah.
So I rebooted.
When in doubt, restart everything. All the corrupted files
were washed. All the information, there was no information. The text that I had previously been seeing was G-O-N-E, gone.
Oh, man. That would have brought tears.
Yeah. You know, like, I just didn't even drop the F-bomb. I was so devastated. I didn't even have a fuck in me.
Wow. That's bad, folks.
I said, oh, God. But it fixed the problem. I lost that data, but now things are saved. Documents are fine. I've done three test documents, and it's so it. There was just some kind of a little worm in there or something, but that doesn't happen very much with a Mac. But interesting, it was with a Microsoft app.
Yeah, that's more common.
See, it was with a Microsoft. And and I tried going back into my history, and you know, like I can't get too complicated. I'm not really a geek. I'm not really that technical. I've done amazing for my age.
I agree.
But I couldn't restore it, so I just have to recreate all of that stuff, and it's it's just heartbreaking. And fortunately, it was label information, so it wasn't a whole lot of information, and I still have their labels that I'm editing. So, you know, I'll just redo that over this weekend, and we'll be okay. But holy mackerel.
God.
That was horrible.
You didn't lose any of the customer complaint webinar stuff, did you?
Nope. We're all ready to do our how to deal with customer complaints. We all need help with that because that's just worst case scenario stuff. The only thing worse than a customer complaint is when a dog dies in the shop, and we'll take that up on another time.
$39.95, September 10th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And do you have that up yet?
No, but I'm going to get it up before you get this broadcast up.
Okay, so it should be up at www.shop.beaver.biz. I don't know why I do all the W's. We all know about the W's. We don't need to say the W's anymore.
Hey, that you don't need to write them anymore either. Isn't that interesting? I love the internet.
It's magic. Hi, groomers. Sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to talk just for a minute about the hurricane and the Groomers Emergency Assistance Fund. We all know there has been a horrible, horrible natural disaster in Texas. And I know I've been wondering how to help, and I know a lot of you guys are wondering how to help too. Some of our fellow groomers are down there and they've lost everything. And luckily we have an organization in the grooming community that is just set up for this kind of a thing. And it's called the Groomers Emergency Assistance Fund. And their mission statement is this. The Groomers Emergency Assistance Fund is an advocate for professional pet groomers in the United States affected by unforeseen tragedy by offering financial assistance for qualified applicants as well as provide outside resources for assistance. So you can donate through their website. Also, you can donate equipment to Frank Rowe, working or not, and they will refurbish it and send it along to where it has to go. And this is a great way to help, and it's very direct. It's very personal. I, for my own giving, like to give in a very personal way. And this way, we know it's going directly to a groomer in need. We know many of those groomers. The community that Facebook has created has really shrunk up the industry a lot. So I feel like these are my neighbors, and I bet you guys feel like these are your neighbors too. So if you'd like to help, we've put a link up on the Facebook discussion group. And if I get really ambitious, I'll try to get a link up on the website as well, but no promises there. But it certainly is on the Facebook site. And also you can Google Groomers Emergency Assistance Fund, and you will find all the information there as well. Everyone in Texas, you guys are all in our hearts, and we hope for a quick and speedy recovery. Now, back to the show. All right, let's take a moment and hear from Best Shot, and then we are going to talk about some lessons learned. You know, groomers, your salon runs on shampoo and conditioner, and what you choose to bathe with can make or break the quality of your work, productivity, your health, and even your career. Sure, there's a ton of shampoo lines to choose from, but if you haven't tried Best Shot's innovative systems, you may be working too hard. You owe it to yourself to check out BestShotPet.com. Discover firsthand why so many groomers rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. That's BestShotPet.com. Learn more about using their three-step system and how Best Shot mindfully formulates using advanced grooming technologies, combining the very best nature and science has to offer. Whether it's their three-step system, the one-shot odor annihilator, Ultramax Pro line, MED skin treatments, or the amazingly aromatic and fun Sentiment Spa collection, Best Shot has something tailored just for groomers that really works. For over 25 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claim to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. What are you waiting for? Contact your favorite distributor or catalog and get some Best Shot today. I love them. Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment. Barbara, you said that nasty word. You said the word lawyer. That means something is going on. Now, I know what's going on, but I'm very grateful that you've decided to share this information with the gang, because I think there's a lot to be learned over this whole situation. So, Barbara, tell us what happened.
Well, Susie, you know that what has kept me from hearing this information is shame, because I had a shameful event at my shop. No dogs died during this event, but the day before Thanksgiving, one of my very best customer of 8 years with a doodle came late to pick up her dog, was in a huge hurry, and when I took her credit card and turned to process it on my iPad, she barged through my gate to go back and collect her dog on her own without asking me if she could get the dog, without checking to see if the situation was safe. And my little Maltese, Marco, flew. We swear to God, he flew.
I shouldn't laugh, but we've got, you know,
little fluffy, white,
the size of your foot,
the size of your foot, flying through the air and landed on her thigh and bit her, and then ran back to his room looking like an innocent little good boy. Just as I said, wait, I said, did he bite you? Because it was over with already, and he had bitten her, and it was bleeding.
In her thigh. He really launched.
I mean, he had to launch, right? That's not her ankle. That's not, you know.
Right, that's way up there for a tiny dog. That's a feat.
Through a brand new pair of designer tights.
Of course.
Of course.
So she freaked out, didn't she?
She flipped out. And I did everything I could. I sat her down outside on the other side of the counter. I cleaned her wound. And the story goes on and on, and I'm not going to go through it, the whole thing. It would take our entire broadcast. But the bottom line was that she ended up, she was very, very afraid of rabies. And even though I assured her that there was like 0.0000 chances that Marco, the show dog, had rabies, that wasn't enough reassurance for her. And even though the paramedics came and dressed the wound and told her it wasn't too bad, she could probably get through the weekend cleaning it and then go see her primary, she said, "You're not a real doctor, are you?" and went to the hospital. And the hospital told her that the only way she could be 100% sure of not having rabies would be to either destroy the dog and do a test on the dog or produce the document that he had a rabies shot.
This is where things get a little complicated.
Well, I didn't have the document that he had had a rabies shot. I wasn't sure that he had had a rabies shot because he was an emergency rescue. And the situation the day that I picked him up from his former owner was very stressful for all of us. And I came home with a folder that didn't include that. And I did not want to get back in touch with that person ever, ever, ever again. And so I was stuck in a situation where I had not provided proof of rabies, and I was not about to destroy my dog. And the Animal Care Center people, who are, you know, our rabies control people, they allowed me to have a home quarantine.
Well, there was an outbreak going on.
They had two bad, sometimes fatal viruses going on at the Animal Control Center. And so they didn't really want to take a healthy house pet and put him in that situation because he was at risk. He would have been at risk. And so I home quarantined him. But here's the lesson to be learned. You know, I'm an anti-vaccination person. I just don't like to do it very often. I just believe that these vaccinations have a lot more longevity of immunity than the medical people would like to admit, and that it's been proven that rabies shots last longer than 1 or 3 years. And there is evidence of bad reactions from over-vaccinating dogs. And so I'm very hesitant to do that. But what has happened during this whole thing? So the bottom line, Susie and people, is that she is suing me for something like $50,000.
And this is a really good client of Barbara's, a lady that she's known for a considerable period of a time, and a dog that Barbara loved so much.
It was just horrible. It was just horrible. There in front of my eyes, the whole thing just disintegrated. The 8 years that I had been in relationship with this woman counted for nothing.
Yeah, she just went off.
She went down the rabbit hole. She could not be reasoned with. She could not value anything that came out of my mouth because I was the owner of this dog that had bit her. The 8 years of relationship were gone. And that was heartbreaking for me. And it was an awful, awful way to lose a good customer. And it was awful to feel that maybe we hadn't had a real relationship at all.
Or a betrayal if you did have one.
Or a betrayal if we did have one. That somehow my sense of her danger, she just felt that I was over being too casual or something about it. Anyway, people, take a look sometime at how others might see you, because this has been a huge lesson to me. This has been a big impact on my professional self-image.
I bet, because it's just a person you had a relationship with who just pooped all over you.
Well, listen, it's not just that. The day after Labor Day, I celebrate 40 years in that location, in that shop, of providing safe care, safe for the dogs, safe for the people. And I do not see myself as a flaky, distracted groomer. You know, how this looks to the other side is so shocking to my sense of self that I have to pull up my pants and take a look at it and see what I need to do to restore a sense of integrity in my shop.
Yep. And it, you know, the story doesn't end here because like any good legal battle, it's dragging out forever. So Barbara just had a lovely appearance in front of the judge giving her deposition, which, you know, if anybody's ever done that, they don't play fair. They drag you through the mud. They bring up things that don't matter. They don't bring up things that do matter. They step on what you're saying. It's a horrible experience. And that all happened this week.
Yeah, that was my Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, that was my Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was like laid out with an advanced, horrible case of constipation. Now, don't laugh.
Okay, I had to laugh. Even though I know that's like one of the worst things ever.
Oh, I was so uncomfortable. I was in so much pain. I was so out of sorts. I was so couldn't do anything but lay in bed in a fetal position and rub my tummy and go to the bathroom again and again and again and scream and yell because it hurt so much. And, you know, it took me 3 days to resolve it.
But it's resolved and
it's resolved.
Done.
And the deposition is done. And the word is working again.
Good.
And what else? So that was my week. But I, you know, the lessons to be learned, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. But
I was just going to wrap that up. One of them is have a good sign that says do not enter or stay back or crazy dogs loose inside, but she just plowed right past Barbara's.
Oh, she's maintaining that that I never enforced the barrier. She's maintaining I never enforced the barrier. I never said stop, wait, we'll be right with you. You know I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
I mean, over 8 years, every month, there's going to be times when the coast wasn't clear and we would say, be right with you, Kathy, and we'd put something up. Now, I'm not the grooming Nazi. The lawyer asked me, did you ever take her aside and point to the sign and say, you are not allowed to step out of the public area? I said, no, I don't talk like that. I don't act like that. We just managed her in a way that we thought she knew that you ask before you come back to get the dog. And chances are good that we'll say, sure, come on back.
But sometimes it's not okay. And then that's where
sometimes it's not okay, even if it's 1 out of 100. Sometimes it's not okay. And I have to maintain control of that. And she took that away from me, and then that made me look really bad. And not only that, makes Marco look like a crazy little animal.
Yeah.
He's never bitten anybody since. He's never bitten anybody bad. He's never broken the skin before.
Yeah, it's those darn designer tights, you know. If she had a pair of jeans on, he probably wouldn't have gone through. God.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wear proper clothing.
Yes, wear proper clothing. Have a good sign. Don't. Here's the big one, though. Even though we think we are good friends with our clients and we think we have a relationship, we always have to remember that we don't know what's going on in that person's head. We don't know how they view us. We don't know what's going on in their world, and we don't know what their triggers are. So protect yourselves, people, with paperwork on your dogs if they come to work, with a sign to keep people out of your dangerous or areas where the dogs might be loose, with, you know, just protect yourself every way.
If you have kind of a somewhat alternative lifestyle. Now, see, groomers, that's one of the things that we love about grooming, is that we can have an alternative lifestyle and a profession.
Yes.
You know,
and piercings, you know, and tattoos or whatever.
Piercings and tattoos and you know, same sex relationships, whatever. And often it's many dogs and some of them come to work. You know, like that's an alternative lifestyle.
Yep.
And, you know, and I've got blue in my hair. You know, I even went through a stage of growing out the color in my hair because I didn't want to appear to be too alternative. And you know what? And it was a huge thing when a month ago I said, screw that. I am who I am. I don't feel good without my color in my hair. I'm not going to let this woman dictate how I present myself. And so I had my hair colored, and I'm all the happier for it.
Good.
And I got blue and black in there. But you've got to take stock at some point. It's really important to step outside of yourself and just get an idea of where your weak spots might be in somebody else's viewpoint of you. You know, it was really risky that I didn't get a rabies shot for Marco. And the first time that he nipped somebody's jeans at the ankle, I should have gone and got that shot. And I didn't. And in Arizona, if your dog bites somebody, you are 100% liable for that unless you can prove trespassing. And so the whole business about my gate and the signage and all of this became just like ultra critical. And then even though there was a signage there that said don't enter, she's maintaining that I never
enforced that.
Thank you.
See, where was I when you were on the stand?
but actually it wasn't in front of a judge. It was just his lawyer. But she was there.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, and then I found out on the break when I did speak to her and I asked about the dog. The dog died. Our favorite dog. We adored that dog. And so then I went in for the last third of my deposition with this load of grief on top of the high anxiety, stress, and that kind of bubbling anger underneath it all.
I was angry
at my lawyer that he didn't, you know, like he didn't have any background information. He didn't educate himself about rabies. I ran into a statement, and the medical people at the hospital, they just dealt with her question about how can I be 100% sure that I don't contract rabies from this dog. So they pressed her towards getting the inoculation, the rabies series, but they never said, to quote from Pet Naturally magazine, in all of USA history, there has not been a single case of human contacting rabies through the bite of a dog kept as a pet.
That's a big statement right there. Yeah, I'm a little annoyed at your lawyer, too. That's another issue.
That's another issue. But anyway, I survived it, and I'm sharing it now. And please get, you know, like if your dogs are going to the shop, get them inoculated. Keep them up, you know.
Keep the paperwork with you.
Put in your mind how you might look to a lawyer.
Oh, thank you, Barbara, for sharing that. I'm sure we can all learn a lot of things from that. Right now, we're going to learn a little bit about South Bark Professional Pet Products. And then we're going to take on another definition du jour, which is polyquaternium 10.
Oh, I love how you said that so smoothly.
Groomers, we all know that the first thing doggy moms and dads do when they pick up their beautifully coiffed babies from us is they go in for a cuddle, right? That first cuddle is so important because it gives them the opportunity to really enjoy their freshly groomed and sweet-smelling pups. Well, our friends over at South Bark Professional Pet Products have a new item that's sure to bring a smile to all of those pet parents and groomers, too. South Bark, as you know, is the originator of the now famous South Bark's Blueberry Facial. They are located in sunny San Diego, California, where founders Lisa Vella and Donna Walker, also known as the Blueberry Girls, operate a dog wash and consumer pet store, as well as a wholesale distribution center. These amazing ladies have come up with an entirely new product that really has us here at the Groom Pod excited. It's a foaming cleanser with a fabulous new fragrance. It smells like blueberries and coconut, two of my personal favorite smells. I can't wait to try it. It's good for slobber mouth, goober eyes, and strategic stinkiness. The real neat thing is that you don't have to rinse it out. And to top it off, it's a foam, so it's extra safe for using around the eyes. You know how much Barbara and I love foam for faces. South Bark's Blueberry Coconut Pet Foam comes in a generous 8.5-ounce foamer and is safe for use on dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. This is sure to be a favorite in shops as a retail item or in the bathing room for pre-washing faces and loosening those eye boogies. If you would like more information or to place an order, you can go to the website www.southbarkprofessionalpet.com or you can call them at 1-877-232-2235. And remember to look for the Blueberry Girls and their products at many of our grooming trade shows and seminars. The definition du jour. Let's see what's happening at the grooming table. It's time for our At the Table segment, which is a kind of a combination of At the Table fusion with definition du jour. And we're going to talk about using the conditioner shampoo medley, if you will, the conditioner shampoo information. If they work together, they don't work together. Barbara, give it to us straight.
Well, this was prompted by a post from Veronica on our Facebook discussion group. And she, what I love about this woman is that she kind of runs her understanding by me. You know, like she attends the webinars and reads what I have to say, and then she starts to form a knowledge point in her mind, and she runs it by me. So she ran it by me. Let me actually pull that up.
Okay.
Veronica asks, in theory, conditioner cannot do its job in the presence of shampoo. Barbara?
Okay. I love it.
So she's been listening. That's just great. So in theory, the truth is that we need to distinguish between a conditioning ingredient and a conditioner formulated product. Okay. So yep. A conditioner has several ingredients. A conditioning ingredient is a single item.
Okay.
So if you were to put a conditioner product into a shampoo product,
kind of like mixing them both in your recirculator at the same time?
Yeah, well, you know, I've done it. I remember doing it before I had, probably before I had a bathing beauty.
Ah.
I remember having soapy, like Samoyeds, and just putting the conditioner on top of that, and then just rinsing the whole thing. But the truth is, many conditioner ingredients, elements of conditioners, are incompatible with the anionic surfactants in a good cleansing shampoo. So the anionic surfactants have a negative charge and the hair has a negative charge. Then the conditioner ingredients have a positive charge. So two things can happen. Either the conditioner can neutralize the cleansing action of the shampoo. It depends on kind of which is the strongest charge. Or the shampoo can neutralize the conditioning effect of the conditioning ingredients. Most likely, shampoos interfere. The anionic shampoo surfactants are strong. Now, what about two-in-one products, conditioning shampoos.
Right. What about that?
Conditioning shampoos have ingredients that have been engineered to work within an anionic system of a shampoo.
So maybe it doesn't have a positive charge or something?
Maybe it has a stronger positive charge. So listen, this was a huge chemistry challenge. And the first company to meet the challenge was Procter & Gamble and a product called Pert Plus.
I remember Pert Plus.
And Pert Plus utilized a new for the time cationic conditioning ingredient called polyquaternium 10.
There we go.
So polyquaternium 10 is a polyquat, right? Polyquaternium. Polyquat 10 means it was the 10th one registered as, you know, like now we're at about 145, polyquaternium 56. You'll find polyquaternium 44 is pretty common. But polyquaternium 10 was one of the first really effective conditioning, cationic conditioners that was effective within a shampoo system. And then the second thing that was developed was using dimethicone, a silicone. And what I learned today is that it isn't just the dimethicone that works. It needs to be in the presence of a stearate, glycol distearate. Glycol distearate is a suspending agent. So it is what keeps the silicone from separating out of the formula. And the way that it works is that when the bottle of shampoo is sitting on the shelf, the suspending agent, glycol distearate, is able to hold the silicone mixed in the formula. But when you put the shampoo on your head and mix it with water, the suspending agent kind of doesn't work so well anymore, and the silicone separates out and stays behind on your hair. So that's another form of conditioning within a shampoo. And it's cosmetic chemistry is a hugely viable and lively and unending search. So people devote their lifetimes looking for a better conditioning agent, a tweak on that, a tweak on this. You know, the downside of these very strong cationic conditioning ingredients that will work inside a shampoo is that they will also can provide buildup in dog grooming, especially pet grooming. We don't really bathe the dogs that often to have a big problem with buildup, because buildup really starts to happen when you're bathing weekly or two or three times a week or every day. You know, like this is a buildup is a product of frequency of application. You know, because if there's 3 months in between, there's going to be hardly anything left on the hair shaft. It's just going to wear off. But if you're putting a shampoo in and with a conditioning shampoo frequently, you can have some buildup, because these cationics that will work in the presence of anionics are really powerful magnets.
Hard to wash off.
Hard to wash off, because that's their job, yep. Is to not be washed off.
Right.
At least not be rinsed off, right?
So that's the importance of using a clarifying shampoo if you
I think that it's just important to use a clarifying shampoo every now and then on everybody. Right. You know, I just keep a clarifying shampoo in my lineup. You know, we went up period of time we use Show Season Bright on everybody, and we love that. And and by the way, Show Season uses polyquaternium 10 in many of their products. So we use we loved it, and I found that I could use Show Season Bright on some of my dogs with minimal or even no conditioning. But about three cycles later, I realized hair was getting a little dry and tangly, and so we did clarifying and conditioning treatment, rinse through conditioner on everybody for a period of time to kind of, you know, like, you just have to, it's just a good idea to use a clarifying shampoo every now and then on all your dogs.
Do you have a favorite dual-purpose shampoo?
What's yours?
List from Show Season and all of Best Shot.
Yeah, Best Shot's a good example. That's definitely a conditioning shampoo. They use that silicone technology, and they use advanced silicones. Best Shot is one of the companies that really keeps up with the advances in cosmetic chemistry, and that's one of the things that I like about them. One of the things I don't like about them is that they're not fully disclosing their ingredients.
But we're working on them.
And we're working with them. Yeah. And I actually pulled up Bliss. Bliss shampoo doesn't really have a conditioning ingredient other than colchaminopropyl betaine, which has conditioning value.
Okay, so it's not, then I'll just say Best Shot.
I tried to think of the name of the company that I play. You know what? I've been having blank spots in my mind, and I'm telling you, I had so much blank spots during that deposition that I came home seriously worrying about Alzheimer's.
Well, don't.
You know, I said, you know, like, I could see myself 2 years down the line saying, Barbara, when were you first aware that you might have Alzheimer's? And I will say, that was on August of 2017 in a deposition. I realized that I had holes in my brain.
Yeah, it's just stress, though, because it, like I say, I've seen a lot of depositions and things like that, and everybody gets all stressed out. Everybody does.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you about my what was my favorite conditioning shampoo, because Esprit, doggone, because I can't remember. There it comes. See, some Esprit. I just have this feeling that if I get my bowels doing a regular thing, that my mind will follow.
I think so.
I think some of this blockage is because of that other blockage.
Possible. I'm going to go for it.
I'm just stuffed and blocked.
Yes.
I mean, there's a mind-body connection.
There is. It's very true. It really is.
Yeah, so let's think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like. Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah.
Enough about my balls.
Right. All right, is there anything else you want to say about this lovely subject of conditioners and shampoos working together?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to.
Okay, she lied.
I lied. I wasn't done. I'm going to quote you a couple of things from Perry Romanowski, my guru.
Okay.
So he says about polyquaternium 10, he says polyquaternium 10 is the cationic polymer conditioning standard. All others try to outperform it. Okay. So yeah, they're still working on it. So it's cosmetic chemistry is a competitive field.
As shown by polyquaternium 3256.
Everybody's going to want to come up with their own. Okay, and the other thing that he says, and I don't have the quote for the whole quote, but he says that whenever you mix shampoos and conditioners, it's a compromise. So, you know what? There are conditioning shampoos and there are cleansing conditioners.
Right.
But neither one of them is going to clean as well as regular cleansers, nor condition as well as full formula conditioners. You will get some conditioning. You will get from conditioning shampoos. You will get some cleaning from cleansing conditioners.
And this is exactly why I have 14 different shampoos and conditioners in my trailer and why I'm so fascinated by the ingredients and how they work. Because if you have a little bit of knowledge, you can choose the right product. You know, if you're working for somebody and you go in and they don't let you choose your shampoos and they have one basic cleaning shampoo and a basic conditioner and you're supposed to use that on everybody, well, I don't like that kind of thing. I like to have my varieties and to be able to mix and match to the coat.
To customize.
Yes,
you like to customize your service. And part of your service is bathing. You want to customize that hair preparation stage, the hair prep, to the needs of the coat in your tub.
So, I love it. You know, I do love it when, but that beautiful Australian Shepherd that I'm pretty sure is a Chow Mix and not Australian Shepherd. he's the coolest dog. His name is Scooby. And she first brought me out a lavender soap. And I said, do you really want me to use this? Because it's not my favorite. I used it the first time and the second time. And then she must have used it and the bottle ran out. This time I went to her house, she gave me a dog bone shaped bar of soap. And I said, yeah. And I said, I can't use this because I can't use it in my bathing system. And she went, and I used that complete excuse. I mean, obviously I could have hand bathed the dog, but I don't want to do that. That's nasty soap. So I asked her if it was okay if I used my own products this time, and she took her bar of soap with her. And I was able to use my own choices. But I really don't like it when they take away my choices. That's all. It's bad. All right. Hey. I think we're going to wrap it up.
All right. Let's.
Cool. Thanks for being here with us on the Groom Pod. Remember to vote for both categories, but primarily please vote for the podcast as opposed to the Facebook page, or vote for both. It's fine. Vote for both. Vote for both.
Yes, that's allowed.
Yes. Okay, cool. And thanks for being here. And we will be back next week for more fun. Remember to check the website, shop.bieber.biz, for the webinar, Handling Customer Complaints. And that's it. Thanks a lot, Barbara. See you next week.
All right, Susie. Bye now. Bye, groomers. Happy grooming.
Bye-bye.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com, or Barbara at barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening, and see you real soon.